Hey, it's Chris Jansen, and you're listening to Lee Williams right here on the radio. In places that I couldn't remember, who's lying next to me, or even how I got there. And that's hard to believe, but that's how I used to roam. One Tuesday night in an underground pool hall, that's where I saw her for the first time. Right around last call, she stole my heart, and I started walking down a new road. And oh, when I'm holding her, it's like down on 4th Street, that's where I popped the question. And to my amazement, she actually said yes. Tears filled my eyes as I slipped a ring on her hand. Oh, then a few short years later, God put into my world a 6 pound and an 8 ounce sweet baby girl. And ever since that day, let me tell you now, I became a brand new man. Because when I'm holding her, it's like
okay, we carry on, and another chart act, and somebody we interviewed last year, and he just really started kicking off last year, but he's definitely done the business this year. Chris Jansen.
Hey, brother. Well, thank you guys for having me back on, and yeah, man, it's been an unbelievable year. We since the last CRS, the last year when I debuted on New Faces Show, which was kind of my culminating moment for CRS, it was really amazing. We've played over 400 dates since then. Yeah, it's been unbelievable. Been out with a lot of my friends, written a lot of hits for a lot of my friends, and had another couple hits myself, so including my new top 20, Holding Her, which is new top 20 this week. It's unbelievable. It's just been a great ride. Been a really great ride.
I mean, it's, congratulations on that. We've been playing the single, obviously.
Thank you very much.
And we've also playing the video on CM&T.
Thank you very much.
Our video show. And,
thank you.
it was great to see you, you know, just as you were starting. So it's lovely doing this.
Thank you. Well, you know, we feel really blessed, and I say we because I run a family organization, my wife and I, and you don't ever get anywhere without someone else getting you there. And I love my job. I've always loved my job. I've just really been thankful for it. I come from blue-collar working class, so anything that ever happens good is just a huge blessing. It's icing on the cake, you know? And that's just the way you got to look at life. That's the way I look at it. And I've seen some of the most greatest blessings in the world come my way my whole career over the last 11 years, but especially over the last year, it's been unbelievably big.
That's excellent. Are there talks about you coming over to the UK, Europe?
You know, I've actually been approached several times, and I want to do that. I just want to do it in the right way. I want to do it with respect and reverence to your country, and to the people, and frankly to the musical heritage of the situation. When I come there, I want to try to team up a little bit with some of my favorite acts that aren't in country music. I'm gonna go off the record here. I really want to get with John Lydon and the guys from the Sex Pistols. I'd really like to hook up with some of the mainstream and maybe not so mainstream things that have been famous and very popular over the years, and do some collaborations. I figure if you're gonna come there, I always think if you're gonna walk in someone else's door, you have to respect the reverence of the situation before you do it.
Yeah.
And I'd like to do that. So yeah, we've been talking about it.
Well, that's good. Well, we'll keep us informed of that. But
I'm sure
with Warner Brothers Music there, they can make that happen.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. They, you know, years ago, it's funny. They Warner Brothers from the UK was actually some of the first people that ever tried to sign me years and years and years ago before I ever, you know, had a hit and got going in a big way. But it's just crazy how times and tables turn, you know. But I've been making all kinds of music for a lot of years and finally found my way, finally found my path. Hey, it's Chris Jansen, and you're listening to Lee Williams right here on the radio.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure wanna be. Working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat, it can buy me a truck to pull it, it can buy me a Yeti 110 ice down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar, but I could change all that if I had a couple million dollars. I keep hearing that money is the root of all evil, and you can't fit a camel through the eye of a needle. I'm sure that's probably true, but it still sounds pretty cool, 'cause it could buy me a boat, it can buy me a truck to pull it, it can buy me a Yeti 110 ice down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat to float down on the water with a beer. I hear the Powerball Lotto isn't sitting on $100 million. Well, that'll buy me a brand new riding reel. And it can buy me a boat, it could buy me a truck to pull it, it could buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, it can buy me a boat.
Thank you.
What about the album? How's that going?
It's going really good. I'm actually about finished with it. I just booked some more cut dates, recording dates, if you will, for later in March, this next month. And we should have an album out by June, August at the latest.
And will the new single come from the new tracks?
It sure will. So Holding Her is doing very well. It's been getting great feedback, research, and radio play. It's been unbelievable, and it's still building. But now we're top 20, so we don't have much further to go. And the new single will be off of the new tracks and the new record. And I've been experimenting a little bit, not too far. I try to stick with what works, and I know myself pretty good and my audience pretty well. So I just kind of make the music that works for me first, and hopefully it works for somebody else second. And we'll be looking for a new single probably right at the peak of spring or summer. And it'll be off the new record. I'm really excited about it. I've been writing my rear end off and recording a bunch of brand new songs. I've written the whole record again. And it's been a really good process.
Well, get us a copy as soon as it's available so we can start playing it for you.
I'll do it. Thank you very much.
And let's get over there and do some collaborations and get over to the UK.
I think so, man. I think some festivals at least, or just, you know, maybe a just a small tour we might set up and just do it. The only thing I got to work out is the bus situation. I got to figure out how to get a bus over there, but I'm sure we can work it out.
Hire a bus there.
Exactly. Exactly. Take too long to ship mine. So
and expensive.
Yeah, right. But no, I'm just kidding. But it's going to be good. You know, I would like to get over there. I'd like to hit Jules Holland. I'd like to hit several things all over Europe and start there in the UK. So I would say it's not too far off the schedule.
Well, we look forward to it.
Thank you.
And let me know first so we can publicize it for you.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Chris, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you for being me. Hey, it's Chris Jansen, and you're listening to Lee Williams right here on the radio.
Work's truck died hot as hell outside, my AC just broke. The woman I love packed half of my stuff and she took off down the road. Where she went, I don't know, but she's never coming back. My life feels like a joke, but it hurts too much to laugh. So I'll go to that little place where the good times always roll. To laugh. So I'll